Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 8 of the High School Football Shows here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref, is time for the Bossy Football Show. Bulldogs and Modern Day got together last week over at Enloe Field, and this week the Bossy Bulldogs will travel to the West Side where they will meet the Wrights Panthers on Friday night as we get to Week 8 of the season. Head coach Stephen Mullen will join us. We'll talk Bossy football right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Well, it's kind of a strange and odd week this week coming up because you've got fall break, students are away, and you'll play a football game on Friday night. We'll talk about that in a little bit with Wrights, but again, the students won't be there that day, enjoying a little bit of time off. But before we talk about this week and just kind of outside of the norm, just some final thoughts. Modern Day coming in this past Friday night. They've got their backup quarterback in. They got the victory on Friday night at Enloe Field. Just your overall thoughts on the game with Modern Day.
I mean, you know, Modern Day came in with obviously a great game plan. I mean, they kind of like we expected. They fed, you know, their big backpacker. And, you know, I think he probably could have broke a school record if they wouldn't have taken him out because, you know, we were kind of making the joke, like, I don't think Cody wanted him to break any of his school records, so I think he took him out a little early.
Well, and obviously Thacker, one of the premier running backs, not only here in Evansville, but probably Southwest Indiana. So, I mean, you take a look, and Modern Day, I know, again, trying to get used to a different quarterback now for the rest of the season. Offensively, did they pretty much just rely on the run in that game on Friday?
Yeah, to be honest, that's about all they needed. You know, we were super young in the middle, and, you know, in our box. So, I mean, a lot of times it looked like the parting of the Red Sea's there for a little bit, and then he would just rumble to the end zone. So hopefully we can get some of these guys back healthy so that we can, you know, get a few older kids back in our box and not rely on so many freshmen there in the trenches.
So how many right now, I mean, we've talked about how young this football team is all season long, Steve, and I mean, just kind of break it down. I mean, how many freshmen and sophomore right now are getting valuable and extended minutes on Friday night?
I mean, every Friday we're playing at least 10 to 12 freshmen and sophomores. So, I mean, yeah, they're definitely getting a lot of time. And sometimes, you know, one of those guys maybe gets hurt one week and then you have to pull in another freshman or sophomore. So, you know, definitely a lot of kids are getting a lot of experience during this season.
Well, the modern day, we talked about this going into the game. You know, with Darren Knight, the defensive coordinator, can be very aggressive at times. I mean, defensively, certainly they were able to do some things this week to keep Aussie off the scoreboard. Anything different that you saw in film that they applied on Friday night in the game?
You know, not really. You know, we kind of came out and some double wing T. I think it's, you know, every ex-offensive lineman head coach's dream to, you know, maybe install that at some time. So we ended up installing it last week. You know, our kids did a great job of coming out and practicing every day using some of the misdirection stuff, but, you know, it didn't fool coach over there. So, you know, they were able to stop it. So we ended up getting – our quarterback ended up getting hurt, so we had another kid come in, and we went back to more of our spread stuff in the second half.
All right, and just as far as the game, and we've talked about this with you all season long, I mean, not even looking at the scoreboard, just kind of competing with every single play, whether it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter, whoever's in the football game. From that standpoint, last Friday night, how do you feel that Bossie competed in the contest?
I mean, for the kids that we had on the field and the number of kids we had on the sideline, I mean, these kids aren't giving up. So, I mean, it's something – you know, that I'm proud of the coach. I told him that, you know, after the game, like, you know, you guys make it enjoyable to come every day. Obviously, the numbers aren't what we want them to be, but they continue to show up and they continue to work, you know, every week, kind of knowing that they're going against the big dogs in our conference and the big dogs in our state. So they show up and, you know, they keep trying to get better week by week, and we're just hoping that one of these weeks it pays off.
We'll come back with more of this edition of the Bossy Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand in hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio. Plus, carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show, week number 8 of the season, and Bossy will be at the Rights Bowl taking on the Panthers Friday night. We'll talk to Coach Mullen about that in our final segment. Coach, you know, we talked about this at the outset of the show. This is not your normal week of school with fall break coming up and a pretty big festival on the west side of town. And, you know, you kind of get to the first full week of October. We were kind of kidding each other that, well, we're just hoping it starts to feel like fall one of these days. But how do you kind of approach this week knowing that sometimes the kids, their minds are worried about, you know, that they're more concerned about fall break, looking forward to that. I'm sure teachers are looking forward to getting a little bit of a break. But, you know, you still got to prepare your football team for a game on Friday night.
Yeah, and that's obviously something we talked about, you know, as coaches, as well as, you know, what I've been texting the players the last few days. You know, we kind of shortened our practices a little bit, you know, to kind of respect, you know, a lot of these kids want to go with their friends and family down, you know, and support, you know, the different organizations down on Franklin Street. So, and that's something that's big for our community and that our kids like to do. So, like I told them, we'll cut out weightlifting this week. We just need everybody at practice so that we can get everything done and, you know, get you out of here in time to maybe get down there and hang out with some friends.
All right, so you mentioned in that last segment, Stephen, just about this team and these players, you know, day after day coming in and practicing and working hard and, you know, trying to that point where there's some kind of reward. And, you know, whether or not, and we've talked about this too, the reward doesn't have to be wins and losses. You certainly want them at this level. But, you know, to know in your back of your mind that, you know, no matter the outcome on Friday night, I mean, this is still the team and there's still a competitive spirit and they show up every single day. I mean, that says something for this group of young men right now that, again, 14, 15-year-olds, a lot of them that are playing against 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely, you know, taking care of their schoolwork and then coming out here and, you know, taking care of stuff on the field. You know, they maybe not be as focused as you would want them, but like you just said, you got to remember that they're still young kids. I mean, a lot of these guys were in middle school last year, so they still have a little bit of that immaturity. But, you know, once again, hats off to these kids. You know, they continue to show up, continue to, you know, want to get better and continue to be enjoyable to be around, which is one of the biggest things for me.
Well, I would think as a coach, that's probably, if not the biggest, certainly one of the top two or three. I mean, if some kids and you've been around this game a long time, I've been around this game a long time, that, you know, sometimes you see a team, it gets to the first week or so of October, and, you know, the end of the season is right around the corner, and some of these kids are just wishful thinking that the season would already be over. But, you know, for Bossy to come out every single day and continue to play hard up against the odds that you guys are facing this year, again, that's just a testament to the coaching staff and what you're teaching these young men and these kids and the respect they have not only for you guys but for their entire school.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, this is definitely preparing them, you know, for things that happen in life. You know, I think football is one of the best teachers for that. You know, you're going to go through hard times in life and, you know, you got to fight through them. And it might take a while for things to get better, but, you know, never give up and continue to fight.
We'll come back. The Bossy Bulldogs take on the Wrights Panthers in the bowl Friday night, and we'll visit with Coach Mullen, talk about the Panthers right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio. Plus, carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, the Bulldogs in the bowl Friday night to take on the Wrights Panthers. Well, Stephen, the Panthers lost 28-7 last Friday night to the Memorial Tigers in a game where they had turnovers, and the Tigers were able to convert those, a fumble recovery and a pick six, enabling them to win that football game by 21. As you break down Corey Brunson's team, just kind of your thoughts on the Panthers.
You know, they're stout defense. You know, they have – a lot of athletes on offense, you know, a good offensive line. You know, they're a sound football team. You know, that's why they're one of the better teams in our conference and one of the better teams in, you know, Southern Indiana. So, you know, we have a big group coming in, you know, to play on Friday. I stuttered there a little bit.
Well, that's okay. But, I mean, so you take a look at their offense, and, you know, this has been a team that a lot of times this year they've kind of gotten off to slow starts, and then they've been able to kind of put things together in the second half. Sometimes it's been a little bit too late. But, you know, more or less a slow-starting team, but I know Coach Brunson's been working on that. But as you look at this team, you look at their offense, and it kind of starts with it. You talk about freshmen playing, the very talented freshman running back. I know he was banged up last week a little bit, whether or not he plays on Friday night. But certainly when you talk about Wright's and running game, you got to start with him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he came in, you know, after their last running back got hurt. So, you know, he stepped it up. He, you know, made some big plays for a freshman, you know, and I think he'll be fun to watch for the next few years as well as this year.
Well, I know coaches that have had to plant scouting reports are hoping that, you know, they've talked about, man, I don't really want to prepare for him for the next 3 years with the talent that he's got. But, I mean, certainly it's more than that. The quarterback, very capable. They've got some pretty good wide receivers. And up front, Wrights has got some pretty good size, too.
Yeah, you know, they're all around a good football team, and they're someone, you know, that's scary to play this time of year, definitely going into the playoffs as well.
All right, so you take a look. What do you expect from Wrights defensively on Friday?
I mean, they get around and they go. You know, their defense plays very well. You know, they maybe get off to a little slow start and give up some plays, but, you know, it's hard to get anything against them just looking at the film and kind of looking at what we're trying to do. So we got some things to figure out this week so that hopefully we can move the ball against them.
Well, then you talk, too, about just, you know, these young kids and injuries. I mean, your depth chart certainly has been a factor all season long, Coach. And as you take a look, I mean, the status of your quarterback right now, is it still up in the air? You pretty much know who's going to be calling signals on Friday.
Yeah, so Aiden will be out this week. One of our other backups got hurt last week. And then LaTroy, who stepped in the last few weeks, also is hurt. So, we're going to figure that out as the week goes on. So it's a very interesting week for us. I think we're on our seventh or eighth quarterback of the season. We're going to figure that out.
Wow. Okay. All right, Stephen, just obviously now October, two more weeks to go in the regular season, rivalry week next week, and everybody's excited about that. You get to play kind of the neighborhood game. And so you guys get Harrison. We'll talk about that this week. But just, you know, keys of the game. I mean, I know you expect your team to play for 48 minutes on Friday night and play as hard as they can, which they've done for the first, 7 weeks of the season. And I'm sure you're looking for them just to continue that trend on Friday.
Yeah, you know, continue to get better each week, and hopefully we can be playing pretty good football, you know, this week, next week, and then there in the playoffs, depending on the draw.
All right. Well, Stephen, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and good luck on Friday.
Hey, I appreciate it. Go Dogs.
All right, that's Stephen Moreland. This has been the Bossy Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.